This week, the Casper Star Tribune broke a story about a lawsuit against the Albany County Sheriff's Office over the alleged mishandling of a sexual assault investigation. As Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson reports, the plaintiff hopes the case will draw attention to victims' rights in Albany County and across the state. And a note, this story includes descriptions of sexual assault.
When a victim reports sexual violence, law enforcement gets to decide whether to move forward with the case. They might consider the evidence, if there are witnesses, and the victim's credibility. According to data from the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigations, when it comes to rape, about 30% of reports make it past law enforcement to the prosecutor's office. The way Albany County sheriffs chose not to move forward on a 2017 report from a University of Wyoming student is at the heart of a lawsuit filed in February. That student, who due to the sensitive nature of the crime will go by the plaintiff in this story, says officers could have handled the situation more respectfully.
What I would have preferred to hear was, you know, just the idea that they didn't feel that there was compelling evidence to have a successful case.
But instead, officers tell the plaintiff the alleged sexual assault was a lie. In this recording made by the Albany County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Aaron Gallegos and Sergeant Christian Handley make it clear the investigation is over, and that if the plaintiff pressed the issue, there could be consequences.
So here's what's going to happen is I'm not going to tell anybody. He's not going to tell anybody. Nobody would find out about any of this.
That's Gallegos, and then Handley chimes in.
No charging. No documents.
We're not going to charge you. We're not going to charge you with
false
reporting. We're not going to charge you with anything.
After bringing up the possibility of false reporting charges, Gallegos goes on to remind the plaintiff that the alleged perpetrator is also a young college student, and that this case could ruin his life.
Would you want that to happen? Spend 20 years in prison for an alleged rape?
The plaintiff continues to assert that what started as a consensual interaction turned into assault. Handley then pushes the plaintiff to explain the difference.
I'm just curious as to how it wasn't consensual in the morning. Did he physically hold you down, tie you down, and rape you, is that what you're saying?
The plaintiff responds, he held my arms down.
In a manner that was consistent with intercourse, or a manner that was consistent with somebody raping and forcefully having sex with you?
Throughout the 23-minute recording, Gallegos and Handley push the plaintiff to back off from the allegations. The officers even suggest the plaintiff's sexual orientation as a lesbian was motivation for calling sex with a man rape. The plaintiff says there were earlier interviews with Gallegos that felt friendlier, but this last interaction felt like more of an interrogation.
I felt like the perpetrator.
As to why Gallegos and Handley didn't simply tell the plaintiff the case was a no-go remains unclear. The Albany County Sheriff's Office, Gallegos and Handley declined to comment, as did their legal counsel. The suit claims violations of federal civil rights laws and mentions that the Wyoming Crime Victims Bill of Rights was not followed. The first point on that 10-point list is the right to be treated with compassion, respect, and sensitivity. Tara Muir, policy director with the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, says to ensure victims are treated respectfully, law enforcement need more training and clearer guidelines.
Like, law enforcement shouldn't say, oh, come on, don't ruin this guy's life. There's no sensitivity in that at all.
At the time of the plaintiff's report, Gallegos had no additional training on sexual violence, and Handley had completed an 8-hour course on sexual assault investigations back in 2011. According to state training records, he's more recently completed a 2-hour course on sexual assault victim reactions. Muir says training matters because officers determine victims' access to justice.
They somehow get to be judge, jury, right out of the gate.
As in, they can keep a case from going to a prosecutor or making it to trial. Muir says that's why victims need to know they have a right to a community-based advocate before an investigation proceeds.
A victim should not be jumping into this system alone.
Gallegos and Handley do mention that advocates are available through the Albany County SAFE Project in the last minute of the 23-minute recording. The plaintiff says that was too late. Part of the motivation behind the lawsuit, according to the plaintiff, is to prompt law enforcement to examine how their actions impact victims' confidence in the criminal justice system.
We have to build that trust somehow. And I don't want this to become a reason that people don't come forward. I want it to enact changes such that people feel like they can.
difficulties prosecuting sexual assault cases could be considered by the state legislature. It's a possible interim topic for the Joint Judiciary Committee. Management Council will consider interim topics on April 16th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.